I think she's in the kitchen, Tom.
Thank you.
Bubbles, I'll tell you what. You hang up and let me phone around to some of the guys I know.
Hello.
Sam, I thought you'd left for downtown.
I'm about to, but first, do you have enough groceries for the weekend?
What?
Do you?
Well, yes, but...
Good. Now, are you sure you've got your house for me?
Of course. What are you...
Money. Have you got to make some money in your purse?
Say, what's gotten into me?
Alice, I'm going before the town commission on behalf of the best client I've got. I just want to be absolutely sure you won't have any excuse for disturbing me at the mayor's office.
Why would I do that?
I often ask myself that. Why does she do it?
Okay,
Alice, if I made myself clear, I don't want you to pull me down there, even if the house is burning.
Yes,
just save my fight. I better start getting my notes together.
I'll get your hat and coat.
Thank you.
Keep ringing, operator. Somebody in this town must be nuts.
Hey, Henry.
Well, gee whiz. Is that Homer?
I presume that's a rhetorical question.
I thought you were going to visit your Uncle Oscar.
Yeah, that's why I dropped in. Would you like to save my life?
How?
Call my folks and tell them we've got something very urgent to do today.
You mean you don't want to go to your Uncle Oscar?
No, it's not my uncle. It's my cousin Hepzibah. Every time I go over there, she makes an Indian wrestle, and I spend half my time on the floor. Would you win, old pal?
Why, Homer, old pal, I'd be tickled to. And as a matter of fact, we have got something very urgent to do.
We have? Why?
Well, how would you like to go on a swell date this afternoon?
Who is?
Me.
Henry, you're not my type.
Homer, will you be serious? I guess I didn't have a chance to tell you about this swell girl I met the other night. Her name's Bubbles.
Bubbles? What kind of a name is that?
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's your package of soap flakes.
Well, it happens to fit her personality exactly. Anyway, I've got a date with her for this afternoon.
And where do I fit in?
Well, she has a sister, see?
Goodbye, Henry.
Now, wait a minute.
You say that on me once too often.
Will you just let
me... I'm not going out with anybody's sister, and that's that.
Oh, but everybody is somebody's sister.
I'm not.
Wait a minute, Homer. Would you like to see a picture of her?
Oh, okay.
It was taken up at Camp Hokola Shawnee. It's their whole camp. Now, look here.
Hey, not bad.
Homer, you're looking at the lifeguard. Look. Now, look, look. Look, will you? Here, right under the O in Hokola Shawnee.
Uh-huh. Hey, she must have quite a sense of humor.
What do you mean?
But she ran around and got in under the E, too.
No, that's your sister.
No, it's the same girl, see?
Oh, didn't I mention that?
Mention what?
Bubbles and her sister are twins.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah. So what do you say?
Well, let me look at that picture again. Which is mine?
Right here.
Hmm. Have you got a magnifying glass?
Boy, Homer.
Henry, I've had a pig and a poke too many times to take chances. Yes, Father?
Would you come here a moment, please?
Now, Homer, you just keep looking at that picture.
Okay, but you can't get too much of an impression on that sitting girl.
Yes, Father?
Henry, do you have your allowance?
Sure, Father. Do you need some cash?
No, thank you. I just want to be sure that you have no reason for trying to get in touch with me. What are your plans?
Well, if I can get home and listen to reason, we've got a date to go walking downtown with a couple of girls.
On a nice day like this?
Well...
If I were you, I'd have the girls pack a lunch and walk them out into the country.
You would?
Definitely. And, here's a dollar to cover your incidental expenses.
Oh, gee, thanks, Father. This is the kind of reasoning Homer understands. Homer, guess what I've got?
Wow.
Well, now I think you'll see things differently.
Have you found a magnifying glass?
That was very nice of you.
Oh, well, I like to see the boy. Get out in the open air. Fill his lungs, you know.
Of course.
And if he's out of town where he can't bother me, I'll breathe easier, too.
Should we just leave our bikes out in front here?
Well, I'll tell you something. Why don't I go up by myself first and sort of break the ground?
What do you mean?
Well, don't you think it's better if we get the sister adjusted to the idea?
The idea of what?
Of you. Oh, just wait here.
Henry, I think I prefer my good old Malaga.
Homer, fix your tie, will you? And sort of pull yourself together, huh? Well, he was high.
How?
There he is.
What's that?
Homer. Down there, tying his shoe. And remember, first impressions don't mean a thing.
But
actually, he's about the most generous person I know.
What?
And after all, you said your sister was pretty desperate to meet some boys.
Not that desperate.
What?
Will you wait out here while I have a little talk with Bubbles?
You're not Bubbles?
No, Francine. And excuse me.
But Bubbles, wait. I mean, Francine, you've got the... Oh, boy.
Henry,
was
that mine or yours?
Yours?
What did she say about me?
Why, nothing.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Can I come up on the porch so you can get a closer look?
Homer, why take chances?
What?
I mean, I'd like to give you a chance to grow on her from down there. And besides... Oh, shh. Gee, Francine, I'm glad you came back because...
Oh, well, Bubbles.
Oh, well, I'm surprised.
How? And I'm terribly sorry my sister was so rude. Where's the boy you got?
Right down there. And, Bubbles, I want to tell you, you never met a guy who was nicer to his mother. Not yet. What do you think of him, Bubbles?
Henry, I've always been able to get Francine to do anything I want. Just wait here.
Oh, how about us getting your bikes out meanwhile?
Okay, they're in the garage. Francine,
what do you want?
Why won't you be reasonable? I think that boy you brought over to you is terribly cute.
He's cute?
Yes, in many ways he looks like Montgomery Clift.
In what way?
Well, you have to use a little imagination. Now, just picture if Marty was a little thinner and shorter and had more hair and... bigger ears? Francine, after all the things I've done for you, I should think you could make one little sacrifice for me.
Well,
I'll let you have that new blouse of mine if you come.
You will?
And the next time we wear our red coat, I will wear mine. Now, what do you say?
Well, all right.
Oh, what was that? Francine, for heaven's sake! Henry, what happened?
Your bikes were all jammed in back of the garage thing.
The only way we could get
at
them was by moving the car.
We didn't
drive it.
No, we just...
Because it needs
new brakes. We found that out.
Yeah, but if you have a jack, we could lift the whole rear end up and get the wheelbarrow out from under the muffler.
Oh, and it won't take more than a few minutes to get the garage door back on.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Well, backyard you have here, Francine.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm sorry we did that to your father's car. It was pretty clumsy of us.
Uh-huh.
Dear, this is talking to your father an awful long time, isn't she?
Uh-huh.
Long time. think you and your sister are a swell bunch of girls. How do you feel about school?
Oh, I don't know.
That's just the way I feel. What do you think of Miss Eggleston, French and history?
Oh, I don't know.
You're right, she is. You go to the movies much?
Oh, every now and then.
Hey, I saw a movie the other night. You should have seen the dog in the room.
Oh, I didn't think so much about it, only.
Montgomery Clift?
What's wrong with Montgomery Clift?
Why?
Well, you're certainly up to admit he's handsome.
Wow.
And I don't think you have any right to compare him with a dog.
Oh, boy.
Hi,
Hen, old pal. How's everything? Good to see you.
For you to come in and speak to your father.
My goodness, he's still talking to me?
Yeah, he keeps thinking the muffler is on the wheelbarrow.
Boy, Henry.
What's the matter?
I don't like the way I sound.
What's wrong with it?
He doesn't say anything.
Nothing?
Nothing that makes any sense. Listen, Henry, why don't you let me have the one that talks and you be with the nice, quiet one?
Well, then what difference will it make? They're just a couple of peas in a pod.
Not to me, they're not.
Okay, Bubbles. Well, why be childish? You can't even tell these two girls apart.
Well, I can.
How?
Well, look at them. One of them's much more.
Much more what?
I don't know, but the other's much less. Why can't I try yours for a while?
And what did your father say, girl?
My goodness, when he makes up his mind to a thing, he really does. He says we're to leave everything right where it is.
But what about your bike?
Well, my sister and I were just saying, if you didn't mind, we could each ride with one of you.
Oh. Oh. That's a draw idea.
I'll say. And come on, you ride with me.
Now, wait a minute. Get on.
My goodness. Something.
Let's go.
Listen, Homer. Go ahead and follow me.
All right, when you come out of the driveway.
Listen, I hope you're not mad at my arrangement this way.
What way?
You know, you and me.
No, I don't care. I'd just like to know what you've got against Montgomery Cliff, that's all.
Will you
please look straight ahead? You're going to run into that car.
I see it. Don't steer. Don't.
But you're going to steer.
Francine, you're not ready to steer.
I've been trying to attend to the gentleman for all this unfold business about a month later.
That's all right, Mr. Johnson.
You'll go right ahead with your inspection, Mr. Mayor. I started to say, gentlemen, I'd like to preface my remarks with a little story that I'm going to tell you.
Yes?
I'm
sorry, but there's an urgent message for the sanitation commissioner.
Oh, what is it?
One of your garbage trucks had an accident.
Oh, no. Not my new one.
No, the other one. It tried to avoid a boy and girl on a bicycle and hit a fire hydrant.
What happened?
To the boy and girl?
No.
The truck?
No, the hydrant, that's my department.
Well, I'm not quite sure. But the driver was, you know, Mr. Stock was putting up the mess to go ahead with his connection.
Oh, no, that'll put him on overtime. And I think this is a matter for the water commissioner to take care of.
Oh, no, that's the fire department.
Well, since when a hydrant's under the fire department?
All I know is that the environmental budget
we can take the responsibility. Mr. Evans, would you mind waiting outside the dressing room? And now getting back to the troubles of the Evans. Later the same day, and the scene opens at McCorkey's bus just outside Somerville.
My, I think this would be a lovely spot to eat lunch, wouldn't it, Henry?
Gee, swell.
Wouldn't you fancy?
Gee, it's swell. Isn't it, Homer?
Uh-huh. And I've got a perfectly wonderful idea. After lunch, why don't we play charades? I just love them.
Charades? Outdoors?
Sure, it's a wonderful idea.
And what do you think of this? We'll split into two, you see, and eat our lunch separately so we can be thinking of questions, all right?
Gee, that's a darn good idea. Huh, Francine?
Huh, Homer? When do we leave?
Right now, let's you and I go back to the bikes and get the lunch.
Hurry up, boys. I'm dying to start thinking up questions.
Indeed, so am I.
Fine, pal. You turn out to be in a way,
nothing. I'm going home.
But you're not eating lunch.
I'm not eating lunch alone with that Francine and that fat.
Goodbye. Oh, well, will you stop jumping up and handle like that? You don't have to eat with Francine. I will.
And I can eat with Bubble?
Sure.
What's wrong with her?
And
besides, you know darn well we can't tell them apart and I'll only get stuck with Francine again.
You idiot. There's a way to tell them apart.
You know more than a ticklish?
Bubbles is wearing a red cross button I gave her, get it?
Oh.
Which one is that?
Where does she get a little closer?
Hello there, Bubbles?
If you give me the lunches, Francine and I will get them ready.
Indeed, sure. Here. Say, that red cross button looks nice on that sweater.
Thanks. Henry, how about you and me eating like you?
Oh, this is a nice place. And, well, where will Homer and Francine
eat? See that tree right on top of the hill?
Okay.
Just give us a minute to, you know, fix the lunches.
All right. And we'll meet right here?
That's right. Francine. It's all so. Oh, wait, you better wear this red cross button so Homer doesn't get suspicious. Homer, what are we doing up here? You were supposed to be down there with...
I know. I know I was supposed to be down there with Bubbles, but Homer wanted to be with her for a while, so I...
Well, for heaven's sake.
Well, dear, I hope you're not mad for anything.
Homer, don't you realize that I'm...
That you're what?
Why, nothing. Goodbye.
Okay.
Tell me, Henry, what's the truth, guys? What do you think of Bubbles?
She's very nice. Very nice.
Just what?
Well, of course, when it comes to looks, there isn't much to choose between them.
But don't you think she has an infectious personality?
Oh, no, I think she has a nice one. Although there is one way she could improve it, just between us, that is.
What's that?
Well, you wouldn't let this go any further, would you?
Oh, I keep it strictly to myself. What?
Well, see, I certainly don't want you to think I'm criticized.
That's all right. What is it?
Well, I think she talks a little too much.
Oh, see.
Now, Francine, understand, I meant that in the best of faith.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
You don't have to follow me, Homer.
He wears his Bubbles.
I should have known better than to trust you, 50 years.
Oh, boy. Bubbles, don't blame her. The whole thing was my idea.
Oh, it was?
Sure, you see, I just wanted to give Homer a break.
So you mean a break from me, is that it?
No, from Francine.
I'm Francine.
No, don't you remember? You're Bubbles.
Homer, don't be ridiculous. I'm Bubbles.
You mean you can't tell yourselves apart, either? I mean, well, no, you couldn't be because, well, don't you remember? You were sitting here asking me all about your sister. I mean, oh,
I guess you remember there's some homework I have to do.
Bubbles, if I had any idea that you weren't Francine.
We all get as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Bubbles,
you don't back up like that. You're right on the edge of that. Henry, watch out.
Oh, boy. Henry, hang on.
I'll say it is. Our lunch basket went over with him.
Why, Emmy, I'm so glad you called. Oh, we're fine, thanks. No, just sitting here going over the food catalogs. Oh, she's much better now, thanks. Although for a while there, you really touch and go. Yes. Oh, 104, 105. And, of course, I don't need to tell you she didn't give a bit of milk all that while. Oh, just a minute. Herb, will you see who's at the door?
Oh, my door. Just when I get set to read a good catalog.
No, Emmy. Someone at the door.
Hold your horses. I'm coming.
Yes, Mr. Do you happen to have a rope I can borrow?
Judy, Judy, what's wrong, young girl?
Well, we've had sort of a mishap up on that cliff.
You going to be cliff?
I guess so.
Well, what happened?
Well, a friend of mine, he was with some other people, and he slid down and landed at the bottom. Do you have any rope?
What did he do?
Slid down, and I pulled him down there, too. Did you say it happened?
Oh, calm down, young girl. Exactly how did it happen?
Oh, in the first place, the Red Cross button got squeezed.
The what?
The Red Cross.
Oh, I don't follow you.
Sister, did you say you have got a rope or you have?
There's a cross on the right inside the barn.
Well, I'll get it back in just a little while.
Sonny, can't you just tell me how many people are involved?
All of them.
How many?
Anything wrong, girl?
Hey, young sir, I see. Bring a kid.
Really? Hold on a minute, Emmy. I may have some news for you. Upset about what?
Well, I'm kind of confused. First, I understood him say, but then later what he said was, at least what I think he said was, he wrote it. Let me think.
Hello, Emmy. I'll call you back.
Herb is thinking. All right, now let's settle down, gentlemen. Mr. Aldrich, on the way back here, the town council agreed that we all owe you an apology.
That's perfectly all right. After all, that's your job.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, thank you. Gentlemen, I'd like to begin by telling you a little story that... Well, perhaps I better just skip that part. Gentlemen, as a parent, I believe I'm speaking for all parents when I apparently this isn't my day.
I say don't answer.
I know. What's wrong now?
It's been a landslide up at Goldsmith's Creek. According to this call, the people in the valley are cut off from their food. And they sent out a call to the Red Cross.
Heaven! I'm afraid we'll have to postpone this hearing. It sounds like we're going to need all the manpower we can lay our hands on.
Down below.
Swim across?
Of course not. Walk across.
Why?
Well, from this log, we can make it across on those rocks. Come on.
Easy, Henry.
It's slippery. Well, just take your time.
I don't know if I can balance myself.
Sure you can. Just follow me.
Okay.
See? It's easy.
I'm having enough trouble.
Well, let me hold on till I get...
Hey, let go.
Hold on. Hold
on. Hold
on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, boy.
Who's that? A bunch of men on top of the cliff.
Either of you know where the landslide is? Alice, I'm home.
Good evening, Sam. Let me have your hat.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you very much.
I'm afraid I may be a little late for dinner.
Well, don't bother with dinner, Alice. We're going out to eat.
What for?
Celebration. The town council passed my resolution about filling in Miller's farm.
Oh, that's wonderful. Would you like to speak?
As a matter of fact, I never got to make it.
What?
Well, the council had to go out on a disaster call.
Really? What happened?
I don't know. I never did find the disaster, but while we were out there, they came across a couple of boys who were floundering around at Miller's pond. And that was the best illustration we could have had of what a dangerous spot it is.
My goodness.
Now, Alice, let's get ready to go out.
Well, the only thing is, I don't think Henry's in the mood to celebrate.
Don't worry, he will be.
He will?
I think so. We're going out with one of the commissioners. And he happens to have two of the prettiest twin daughters you ever saw.
Family of the presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service for Voice of Information and Education.